Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, boys and girls, moms and dads, young adults and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Skylar. Say hi, Sky.
Hi, everyone.
The concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Sky, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Today, we are going to talk about the life and music of some important Black classical composers.
That's great! There are so many pieces of music by Black classical composers that people probably don't know about or aren't aware of. This will be a fun show. Let's get started! The first composer we're going to talk about is Joseph Bologna Cavalier de Saint George, dubbed Le Mozart Noir, or the Black Mozart. He is remembered as the first classical composer of African origins. Born to a wealthy plantation owner and his African slave, Saint George was a prolific composer who wrote string quartets, symphonies, and concertos in the late 18th century. He also led one of the best orchestras in Europe. Mozart, who at the time of St. George's success was struggling to make his own music heard, envied him. Here is St. George's Symphony No. 1 in G Major, Opus 11, No. 1, Allegro, played by Paul Freeman and the London Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Sky, who do you have for us next?
Next is Florence Price. She was the first African-American woman to have her music performed by a major symphony orchestra in 1933. Born in Arkansas in 1887, Price was a deeply religious person and brought the music of African-American church into her music, as well as influences from the likes of Dvorak, Tchaikovsky, and other European romantic composers. Here is Symphony No. 1 in E minor, Juba Dance, by Fort Smith Symphony and John Jeter.
Next, we have one of the most popular black composers, Scott Joplin. Dubbed the King of Ragtime, Scott Joplin was one of the most important and influential composers at the turn of the 20th century. His ideas around harmony, as well as his complex bass patterns and sporadic syncopations, are still imitated by composers today. Joplin's untimely death, caused by syphilis, which descended into dementia, marked the end of ragtime and a sad lapse in interest around his music. But his compositions were rediscovered and rose to popularity again in the early 1970s when Joshua Rifkin released an extremely successful album of his pieces. This was followed by the Academy Award-winning 1973 film The Sting that used several of Joplin's compositions, including The Entertainer and Solace. We're going to listen to two pieces from Scott Joplin. The first is The Entertainer by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, Eric Hunzel, and William Tritt, followed by Maple Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin.
Thank you.
And we are back with WCRI's Kids Hour. We are highlighting black classical composers this week. Skylar, who do you have for us next?
Next, I have George Bridgetower, who was an Afro-European virtuoso violinist and composer whose name you might recognize from the movie Immortal Beloved. He is described in the film as the famous virtuoso from Africa. In the scene, he plays Beethoven's Kreutzer, Violin Sonata No. 9, a piece that Beethoven formally dedicated to Bridgetower. The scene recounts their real-life falling out, which culminated in Beethoven withdrawing his dedication over an off-color remark Bridgetower made about a lady Beethoven knew. Outraged, Beethoven opted instead to name his sonata after Rudolf Kreutzer, the great French violinist. Bridgetower's name soon got lost in history, and he died in poverty in Peckham, his name forgotten. So next time you hear a performance of the Kreutzer Sonata, spare a thought for the man after whom it should really be named. And now, here is Sonata No. 9, Opus 47, Kreutzer, in A, Presto, played by Joshua Heifetz and Brooke Smith.
Thank you.
And I should mention that the information we're giving you today is from our friends across the pond at Classic FM. They have a great website with great information. This is an article called Nine Black Composers Who Changed the Course of Classical Music and History. It was from June 4th. You should go to Classic FM. They have some great articles for kids to read about certain topics. So let's move on to the next composer, William Grant Still. Still's career is a story of firsts. Dubbed the, quote, Dean of African American Composers, he was the first African American to conduct a major American symphony orchestra, the first to have an opera produced by a major opera company, the New York City Opera, the first to have a symphony, the First Symphony, performed by a leading orchestra, and the first to have an opera performed on national TV. Still composed more than 150 works in his lifetime, including 5 symphonies and 8 operas, the most famous of which is his Afro-Americans Symphony No. 1. He also found time to moonlight as an oboist, conductor, and a jazz arranger. Let's listen to William Grant Still's Afro-American Symphony No. 1, performed by Carl Kruger and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
And we are back with WCRI's Kids Hour, where we are listening to famous pieces by famous black classical composers. Sky, who's up next?
Samuel Coleridge Taylor is next. Referred to by New York musicians as the African Mahler, Samuel Coleridge Taylor fought against racial prejudice all his short life. He skillfully married African-American folk music with concert music, composing pieces like his African-American Suite. He is particularly known for his three cantatas based on the epic poem Song of Hiawatha. Here's Samuel Coleridge Taylor's African Suite No. 4, Danse Negre, performed by Paul Freeman and Chicago Sinfonietta.
Thank you.
Next is George Walker. Walker was the first African-American to win the Pulitzer Prize for Music. He received it for his work Lilacs in 1996. But not only that, Walker was also the first black graduate of the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia in 1945, the first black musician to play New York's Town Hall in the same year, the first black recipient of a doctorate from the Eastman School in 1955, and the first black faculty member to receive tenure at Smith College in 1961. Walker died on August 23, 2018. Here is one of his most famous works, Lilac for Strings, performed by Son Sonora String Quartet.
Thank you.
Okay, Sky, we have time for one more composer. Who do you have for us?
Trumpeter Wynton Marsalis is one of the biggest stars in jazz, but his inventive and infectious jazz gospel and spiritual-infused compositions have become some of the most important new works to hit classical concert halls. In 1997, Marsalis became the first jazz musician to win the Pulitzer Prize for Music with his oratorio, Blood on the Fields, and its violin concerto, a work composed for violinist Nicola Benedetti. Here's a piece written by Wynton Marsalis called Root Groove, played by Ted Nash and his orchestra, Branford Marsalis, Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, and many more.
La 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 la
Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Skylar.
Make sure you support and enjoy music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. Gotta run. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later.